It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. We'll go back to Saturday to catch up with City Series Game 3 in baseball, as it was a win for St. Anthony by a score of 8-2, but that score is a little misleading as far as how competitive the game was, especially early on. Effingham jumped out to a early lead as they pushed a run across in the first, scored another in the fourth on a home run off the bat of Max Flack to make it 2-0. As Jude Traub had thrown a perfect game through the first three innings, he was solid on the mound throughout as he got into the sixth inning, where St. Anthony pushed four runs across to take the 4-2 lead, as they had a couple of hits and took advantage of three walks in that inning, sending nine to the plate to put four runs on the board. They put four more runs up in the seventh inning, as they had a single, a double, and a home run off the bat of Aiden Lauritzen in that inning, a long home run to right field for Lauritzen, who also pitched the first four and a thirds inning for St. Anthony and gave way to Joe Tegeler, who got the victory, throwing the final 2 2/3 on the mound, as it was a win for St. Anthony over Effingham 8-2, and that was the deciding game of the City Series, as St. Anthony picked up the 2-1 win in baseball action. It was pushed back to Saturday because of the rain showers that moved through Friday evening that ended the girls' softball City Series. They were playing after one delay, but the second system that moved through wiped out the softball City Series Game 3. Effingham was winning 1-0 in the fourth when the rain came through, and they ultimately did pick up the first two victories, so they won the City Series 2-0 in softball. In other baseball action on Saturday, Tatopoulos took on Williamsville, and it was Williamsville with a 7-4 victory. They put up two runs apiece in the first, second, and third inning, another in the sixth, while Tatopoulos scored a run in the first, in the sixth inning they scored two runs, and tacked on another in the bottom of the seventh, but it wasn't enough, as it was a 7-4 victory for Williamsville. Jason Craik was 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI on the day. Mick Niebrigy 2-for-3 at the plate as well, pacing the offense, along with Davin Warman's 2-for-4 day for Tatopoulos, as Gaddis, Warman, and Daters all pitched for the Shoes in the loss there. Other baseball action saw Neoga participate in a little round robin with Normal University and Tolono Unity, and it was a 15-4 victory for Normal University over Neoga in five innings, as Blazik homered. He went 2-for-3 with three RBI on the day in that loss. Second game, Tolono Unity picked up a 15-0 victory there over Neoga in four innings, as Neoga took on a couple of tough opponents there in baseball action. Softball action, it was the Sullivan Invitational, and in game one for Tatopoulos, they edged Cumberland by a score of 5-4 in nine innings. Cumberland had a run in the first and the second. Tatopoulos scored a run in the third and in the bottom of the seventh to make the game continue into the eighth, where each team scored a run. And then Cumberland scored a run in the top of the ninth, only to have Tatopoulos walk it off with a victory in the bottom of the ninth inning with two runs. Five runs, seven hits, and an error for T-Town. Cumberland, four runs, three hits, and three errors, as Haney doubled and homered in the win for Tatopoulos. Gaddis threw eight, Tipton threw an inning in the win for the Lady Shoes. In their other game, it was a big victory in the championship over Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond, 15-0 in six innings. Two runs in the first, two in the third, five runs in the fourth inning, and seven runs in the sixth inning for Tatopoulos' 15 in that one, as Gaddis doubled, Helmick homered, as Gaddis was also 4-for-5 with five RBIs on the day in that victory for Tatopoulos, with Tipton going five, Boris threw an inning as well. IESA had the state track and field championships for 1A and 2A over the weekend, and we're still working on gathering all the local individual results, and we'll have those posted as we can get those available and posted. But we can tell you, in the 7-2A competition, it was Stu Straws picking up the state championship as a team. They scored 69 points over Springfield Christian with 60 and Mount Sterling Brown County with 30. St. Anthony finished fourth overall in a tie with Monmouth United at 27 points, and Aldemont finished sixth with 24 points in 7-2A boys' side of things. In also highlights in girls' action, in 1A, 8th grade, it was Sigel St. Michael finishing second behind Lincoln West. Sigel St. Michael had 35.5 points to Lincoln West Lincoln Broadway's 42 points, and Neoga finished 5th overall with 29 points. In 7-1A, it was Neoga finishing 10th overall with 19 total points. So congratulations to those teams. And again, we'll get the individual results posted as soon as we can on our websites at kjcountry.com, 979xfm.com. As far as today's schedule, there is a baseball game, Newton at South Central at 4:30. That's a regular season matchup, but postseason gets underway for most of the area, and that includes the Pawnee Regional, where Ramsey will take on Edinburgh, and 1A Dietrich Regional, it's Kansas Co-op taking on Dietrich, Martinsville, and Casey Westfield. Those are both 4:30 starts. South Central Regional, Brownstown-St. Elmo at Sisney at 4:30. At the Bethany-Okaw Valley Regional, Central A&M and Okaw Valley at 4:30. 2A Newton Regional has Flora at hosting Vandalia at 4:30. And Oblong-Palestine-Hudsonville at Robinson also at 4:30. 2A Paris Regional, Cumberland at Paris at 4:30. Softball side of things, Class 1A Windsor-Stu Straws Regional will have St. Elmo Brownstown, it says Game 1, St. Elmo Brownstown 2, Okaw Valley nothing. At Hudsonville Regional, Red Hill and North Clay City at 4:30. At 2A Flora Regional, Vandalia at Lawrenceville at 4:30. And the 2A Softball Regional, Cumberland at Paris at 4:30. Boys tennis today, St. Anthony at Flora at 4:30 and Newton at Fairfield at 4:30 as well. Reminder, Effingham High School Unit 40 Athletics Department, they are having physicals today at Effingham High School's main gym. It'll be this evening from 5 to 7, $20 per student, cash payment preferred, but if paying by check, make checks payable to cash. All area student athletes looking to participate in school athletics during the 2025-26 school year are encouraged, excluding the 6th and 9th graders. They will need a full physical, so keep that in mind. National sports scene, the All-Star race for NASCAR was held at North Wilkesboro, and Christopher Bell picked up the win, followed by Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Alex Bowman, and Chase Elliott. Game 7 of the NBA playoffs and the Western semifinals went to Oklahoma City, 125-93 over Denver. As the Western Finals begin Tuesday with Minnesota at Oklahoma City at 7:30. In hockey, it was Florida all over Toronto, 6-1. Florida wins that series 4-3. And now Florida will take on Carolina at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Major League Baseball action, it was Kansas City defeating the Cardinals by a score of 2-1. Cubs defeated the White Sox 6-2. Cubs will be at Miami this evening at 5:40, while Detroit is at St. Louis as the Cardinals will host the Tigers at 6:45. That's sports on this Monday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.